Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by Trend HR and the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. We have a big week. 10 candidates. Let's run through the list, starting with candidate number one. Tonight at the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas, it's K.D. Lang.
Gordon?
What?
Isn't she one of your favorites?
Yeah. I think she's got a great voice.
I think you... You guys joking? You're saying she?
It is a she.
It's a she.
No.
No, it's a she.
You sure?
Uh-huh. What do you think it was? Ken Dick Lang? That's what KD stands for?
I always like this song.
I love this song.
Is there any singing in it, or is this one of her instrumentals?
A little intro. Jeez. For a second.
What do you think, music?
I thought this song was great when it came out, and I thought her voice was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I thought, she must be so hot.
And what happened? What was your first thought when you finally saw her? Oh, my gosh.
She's now 49.
Wow. Only 20 more years.
Oh, I don't think she's had to wait.
She celebrated 69 early.
Candidate number two, also tonight.
Don't you groan, you're forced to work here.
At the House of Blues in Dallas, it's OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
They almost had it right way back then. They just would have been OMG. They could be making so much money now.
So they play this song and say thank you, good night?
Right.
Pretty much.
Play it for 45 minutes straight.
I just go over
it. Put on a loop.
Turn on the sequencer and just let it play.
Boy, this was a big hit back in, 85 or so?
Somewhere in there. 84, maybe.
You know what? It's an okay song.
Yeah, I always like this song.
Yeah, 85, If You Leave. They wrote it for Pretty in Pink, the movie.
Yeah. What's Happening, Hot Stuff? Great movie.
And this is... They've had a lot of different members.
Did someone say overrated for Pretty in Pink?
Yeah, that movie is overrated.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would second that.
Okay.
And we're allowed to say that because it's more in our wheelhouse than yours.
Yeah.
What? You're like 8 years old then.
I know, but I think that's what John Hughes was geared towards.
All right, candidate number three, Wednesday night at the House of Blues, Plain White Tees.
This is an old Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big hit a few years back.
Yeah, this hit number one in 07.
I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do.
Can we just hear him?
Time's quick and shining's bright as you.
I'm the backup singer.
I swear it's true.
Can we just hear Tom Higginson?
Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry.
You're looking at their page.
I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen. Close your eyes.
That's not a bad song.
Listen, no, I like this song.
It's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me.
It's backup.
The Great Diminisher.
Oh, what you do to me?
The Great Diminisher. Play their other hit song, Jer.
That was their biggest hit, okay?
They've got a new song out. It's a single called Boomerang. It has yet to chart, but
that's all right.
They're doing okay.
It'll probably get on the chart and then fall off and come back again.
Actually, last year they had a single, Rhythm of Love, that made it to number 20.
Good.
Top 20.
Okay.
So they're doing okay. They're doing fine.
Okay.
Candidate number four for the biggest show coming to town this week is also Wednesday night. This at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie.
Yeah, Bab.
The great Roger Daltrey.
Boy, he is greatness. Well, I'd like to go see this. What day again?
Tomorrow night.
So what's he doing?
I guess it's a solo.
Getting ready to die.
Just a bunch of Who tunes.
He did some solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do we want to hear that, or do we want to hear the Who tunes?
Hey, I've got a solo album that's great.
I don't know if he's sounding as good now. But.
He can still belt it out. I tell you what, you're that 9/11 concert 10 years ago. I thought they may have been the best band that night. They were awesome. And I thought people were way too hard on them when they did the Super Bowl. I thought they did an incredible performance that night.
Boy, too. I thought they were great that night. And I think, I've always thought, Roger Daltrey has one of the five best lead singer voices in rock history.
All right, name the other ones.
I put Robert Plant up there. I put Bono up there.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Oh, you're crazy.
We've been through this before, and you always end up agreeing, so just don't make me lay out the argument again.
But and then the Hey Delilah guy.
No, those three for sure. Mick is the greatest lead singer in rock and roll history, but I don't know if he's got the greatest voice. But it's
best front man.
Yeah, but he's the best front man. But as far as pure rock voice, those three, and then I'm open for
Steve Perry,
freestyle from there.
I wouldn't mind putting Steve Perry in there. Yeah,
2SG,
is he?
Yeah.
Great Eddie voice, Vedder.
No.
David Lee Roth has.
I fooled you. I was actually in Scott Stapp.
David Lee Roth, what a great lead voice he is.
You're on to something.
Nothing wrong with David Lee Roth.
All right. Heyday. But how can they. I guess this isn't the Who. This is Roger Daltrey performing. But at the 9/11 concert, was Thunderfinger still alive or was he dead?
Roger Entwistle, I think he...
John Entwistle.
John, not Roger.
I think he's still alive then.
I think he was...
I think he performed, but I think he was dead.
Oh, hey, hold on. Ridiculous.
Did they start the tour right after the one guy died?
Yeah.
Was that them on a reunion tour several years ago?
Yeah, he died like right before the tour.
Like 2 days before the tour, yeah. And they went ahead and
he died June 2002.
He died in 2002, so he didn't make the 10-year anniversary concert or whatever. Was that the 9/11 concert?
Yeah.
Was it 10 years later? What 9/11 concert are you talking about, George?
I'm talking about like 2 weeks after the event or a week after the event.
Okay, yeah. So he was there for that.
All right. Roger Daltrey, candidate 4. Candidate 5, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Meyerson, Amy Grant. Song is a thrashing of the highest order. She's still married to Scott Sams?
She was never married to Scott Sams.
Scott Stapp?
She was married to Vince Gill, who looked like Scott Sams.
They're still married, right?
I don't need no man.
Candidate number 6, Friday night at the Jexa Pavilion in Dallas, Chris Brown. Now, who did he beat? Did he beat somebody? Who beat Whitney?
That was Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. That's
Chris
right.
Brown was Rihanna.
Yeah,
allegedly.
He beat Rihanna. He did. I don't think that was allegedly. I think he was
Yeah, he pled
convicted.
Guilty, it says here.
He pled guilty?
Yeah.
He got 5 months probation. Oh, sorry, 5 years probation.
Are there any other women beater Browns? Encyclopedia Brown.
Did Jim?
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown did? Wow, what's with the last name Brown?
Cooter?
Charlie?
He just got drunk a lot.
Oh, okay.
I was once drunker than him, though.
Were you?
Yeah.
Candidate 7, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Windstar Casino in Thackerville. It is a question and answer session with Al Pacino.
I don't know what to say, really.
Don't play the bad radio
An
speech.
Evening with Al.
3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives.
So unbelievable.
All comes down to today.
Coach of a professional football team.
And you mean that in a bad way.
Yes.
We heal.
Just not believable.
As a team.
They say this is a one-night-only showcase. Featuring the actor in a candid interview setting, followed by a question and answer session.
We're in hell right now, gentlemen.
What's wrong with this speech? It's a good speech.
That's ridiculous.
And
no coach had huge collars like he did before he would go. I mean, no one dressed like that. He was just unbelievable.
Our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell.
Is he a fake gum chewer?
one inch at a time.
He's really not chewing on anything.
But he always punctuates every line he delivers with fake gum chewing.
I'm too old.
This speech sounds like he's more disinterested in it than we are.
Faces, and I think
he is greatness on the big screen, though.
No, there's no doubt.
I always think this is horrible,
but he's always issued a free pass. De Niro is. Dustin Hoffman is. And
Jack Nicholson.
No, he's great.
See, it's just all a personal thing.
But they're. Really and truly, is Robert De Niro, I mean, his range isn't great, is it?
No, but what he does is great.
You know, when you
I think he's funny in Meet the Fockers, and he's great in that movie The Mission and things like that. But like this guy, Al Pacino, plays the same guy in everything, too.
When you start losing stuff.
But he's
except when he puts on the horrible fake Spanish accent for Scarface.
Well, and in Godfather, he didn't play the over-the-top hoo-ha guy. He was Michael, who was a little more...
Right.
That character was great.
Back in his early days, he was much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became hoo-ha.
But yeah, the hoo-ha guy was great.
Hoo-ha was great.
He was fantastic in that.
I'm a fan of hoo-ha.
As hoo-ha. Charlie, hoo-ha. You want the old chocolate factory, Charlie.
All right, candidate number 8, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday at the Majestic in downtown Dallas, Brian Adams. Think he's going to go to the Brian Adams football game on Friday night?
He should.
Now, back in the day, he used to be a great rock and roll singer, right?
He started writing Disney ballads.
Oh, it became such an adult contemporary beating in the 90s.
His first couple albums were really good.
Like this song from Robin Hood?
This song. Shut up!
It is so distracting.
Cuts Like a Knife was great, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
How about
the summer of 69?
That was great.
That was last summer for me.
I always kind of like this song.
George. What did you say?
SG. SG.
It's a different voice.
No, that was you.
What's the song from Don Juan DeMarco that was...
Have you ever really loved a woman? Hang on a second.
I don't like that one. I kind of like this song. It's a nice, pretty song.
I shouldn't bag on him. He's inspiring, at least, to come back from a tracheotomy like that and have a successful career.
Run to You was a good song.
Another good rock voice. He had a good horse's voice. That was really cool.
Candidate number 9.
He's a Canadian, though.
So
Sunday night at the Allen Events Center, Judas Priest.
Yeah! George, let's go!
I'd like to welcome Judas Priest to the Woody Allen Events.
You've never seen him, George?
No, this is
you've got to go. This is the farewell tour, man.
Rob Halford is like...
Still say British Steel, one of the greatest albums ever made. No question about it.
They were one of the big-time stars in that new wave of British heavy metal.
It's the Woody Allen Events Center.
Here's another great... Shut up. And here's another great rock.
What are you, Noam Chomsky here? You know, it's like...
I won't say top 5. I'll say top 10 on Rob Halford, though. He's greatness. Listen to that.
Awesome.
It's weird. There. Sounds like somebody screaming Aristotelian ethics into a microphone.
Thin Lizzy is also on the bill for this show.
Don't overlook the great Glenn Tipton on guitar there, either.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy, what did Lizzy Borden hit herself with the axe?
Shut up. Will you please shut up?
But why? What are you
saying? Stop being the Derek Holland of the show, all right?
All right, and finally,
used to have this conversation.
Candidate number 10, Monday night at the House of Blues, Switchfoot.
Is that Sammy Hagar's deal?
No, that's Chickenfoot.
Oh.
This band's getting a lot of play on... What are they getting a lot of play on?
Is it the radio?
Interstate 93?
Welcome to the
playoffs. Baseball playoffs or some return for ABC, ESPN, college football maybe?
College football.
That's what it is. Yeah. All right,
we're hearing that Brian Adams canceled due to illness.
Ooh.
Is that true?
Fill in the blank with your tracheotomy joke.
We got to vote. Don't be doing. It's like
Is it candidate number 1 tonight at the Meyerson, Katie Lang? Candidate 2 tonight at the House of Blues, OMD. Candidate 3 Wednesday at the House of Blues, Plain White Tees. Candidate 4, Wednesday at the Verizon, Roger Daltrey. Candidate 5, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Meyerson, Amy Grant. Candidate 6, Friday at the JEXA Pavilion, Chris Brown. Candidate 7, Friday at the Windstar, Al Pacino. Candidate, we'll throw Bryan Adams out since we think he's canceled. Candidate 8, Sunday at the Allen Events Center, Judas Priest. Or Candidate 9, Switchfoot, Monday at the House of Blues.
Judas Priest.
Gordo?
Bryan Adams.
He's canceled, you idiot.
The Priest.
Rich?
The Priest.
Jeremy?
Judas Priest.
Fernando?
Al Pacino.
I'm going to go with Roger Daltrey, but I'm outvoted.
I was voted for Roger Daltrey, too.
Judas Priest, Sunday, biggest show.
Hot dog. All right, what's next?